Like many women, Romila's marriage is sacred to her. But when it falters, she realizes that she has to explore new ways to define herself and regain her dignity. Lotus FM presents A Woman's Own, written by Usana Singh.
I don't know what's up with her, Tanz. She took a lift to work with Colin today. I heard she and her husband had such a bad fight. Yes, I think so too. And her face was all red and podgy looking. Like she cried all night. I got to go. I hear someone coming.
Ah, thanks, Cass. Shoo, this consignment is heavy. Cass, cover the piece of plastic, please.
Since when you started wrapping deliveries up? It's not like it's going to chip or anything.
Since your last mess up with the banners, we've all become very wary.
Yeah, but that wasn't my fault. It was an act of God.
An act of God? Cash, you're a qualified klutz. Zoraida has this fear that if you spread perfume on these labels, they might smudge. I recall you once opened a can of mineral and it gushed all over the place.
That was a mistake. How can you call me a klutz? I do so much hard work. Who you think does all the typing, printing and faxing around here?
Well, for the last 2 weeks, the new intern did a lot of that for me. And I think that spray hair dye I bought from you is giving me a rash.
That's not true. My hair dye wouldn't do that. It's specially formulated.
And that's a special lizard creeping up your shoe.
That wasn't funny.
It was for me.
Jess, the delivery is ready. How's Mr. Syed's printed bags coming along?
The design is almost complete. Look, he likes this two-tone gold print for the shop name.
Good choice. I hear he wants cake boxes done as well.
Yeah.
How was the last photo shoot?
It was for a movie poster.
Hey man, movie poster. You're moving up in this job really fast. You must thank your lucky stars.
But I felt weird about it.
Why?
I had to pose in a silky nightgown and stretch my leg and bear it out the doorway. I had a gun in a holster strapped to my calf. And I think that red stiletto was too high.
Get over it, Des. If you get uneasy every time you have to model in lady stuff, you'll start shutting more job offers.
I also kept getting these vibes from Ziggy. I know he's a photographer, but I swear I felt like he was checking me out.
He's absolutely professional. I guarantee it.
I swear I would feel even worse if... Well, luckily, you say he's married.
Oh, that's another Ziggy.
Another Ziggy? What, like there's another photographer also called Ziggy?
Yeah. I think I forgot which Ziggy you were shooting with. Did he have really tall red porcupine hair or a stripe of blonde ponytail?
The ponytail one?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was checking you out then.
I can't believe that woman. She's warped. Really, if you weren't there, Ma, I'd have given her a tight slap.
Don't even think about hitting a woman. And anyway, she would have brought charges against you. You would have been in more trouble. You must calm yourself and think now how to apologize.
Apologize? She was the one assaulting me. She nearly ripped the hair off my head and I must be the one to apologize.
Look at the mistake you made, Jay. I tried so hard to reason with you to break it off with Arishta. Instead, you end up wrecking your own home.
Oh, my mistake was not keeping the phone out of reach. Nothing else. And what's with you? You saw what I've been through.
You did the stupidest thing by taking selfies, isn't it? You have exposed your own affair by yourself.
You're adding insult to injury. Please, just be quiet.
How and why did you and Arishta end up in your bedroom? Sitting on the bed.
Right now, I just want some peace. I won't be explaining anything.
She looked very cozy holding you. And she was grinning for the world to see.
Could you stop with this? I have a headache. And I need some tablets. I told you before, I have just a friendship with Arishta.
You shouldn't even say that girl's name. I'm disgusted. Have some respect for your marriage. At least think what your children must be going through after hearing such a blow-up between their parents.
I am thinking about them. Romila's yelling must have woken them up and they must have felt so shaken about it.
Move fast and call your wife. Beg Romila for her forgiveness. Tell Romila that Arishta is history for you.
Romila is just plain insecure. Arishta and I get along very well. And anyway, I can't believe whose side you are on. Another mother wouldn't say things like this to her son.
I'm not any other mother. And I won't shy away from correcting you even at this age of yours. You are at fault here, Jay. You have a family. You still have a chance? Please go and fix this.
You know, you and Romila are good for nagging. I can remember all the times you just drove Dad berserk by endless nagging. You want me to get back with my family? Just watch. Romila will be the one to call me back, and on my terms.
Yeah, Tanz. Romila just burst out crying in her office. Zureida heard it too. Now Zureida is going to see what the matter is. Oh yeah, the Edas are selling faster now. I was thinking that supplier guy must give me a better price so I can sell more. Yeah. You must tell him that. But his English is really bad, huh?
Romila? Yes. Just a moment. Come in.
Rough day?
No. I got the sniffles. I'm trying to treat it without affecting work.
I sort of heard your little cry. These walls are seriously thin, you know.
My husband and I had a little spat. He hasn't come back home yet. I hoped he would have called by now.
Ah, I understand. If you feel you want to talk about it, my door is open. I've been through some difficult times, too. After my first husband died, I was very depressed.
How did you get through it? Take a seat, please.
His mother was very kind, but about 8 months later, she also passed on. I had started a small paying job before my parents came to take me back. Aisha was just a baby back then.
Then you came to work here?
No, not right away. I met my second husband. He was so good looking, and he had his own business. Everyone thought I was really lucky.
But you didn't think the same?
The thing with him was, he loved the adulation for being generous with money. He was a nice man, but hot-tempered.
Sounds a bit like Jay. Everyone thinks he's got tons of money with the way he dresses and carries himself. Our house is in shambles, and he's doing nothing about the wood borer problem.
Oh, you must sort that wood borer out quickly.
My sideboard has collapsed, and I think the ceiling is sagging on one side.
I know of someone who can help here. Your problem sounds very far gone, but rather let the professional see the damage and tell you himself.
Then what happened? Did you leave your husband?
No, I didn't just leave him. I tolerated a lot. I worked two jobs just to put my children through school and to buy groceries. No one knew what I was going through.
Your husband? Didn't he feel compassion for you working so hard?
I think he did, but he wasn't the kind to express it. He did do a lot of charity to his community. He also looked after his sickly parents, saw to their medical expenses, and then got his younger sister married.
Shame. It seems he was very obligated.
Yes, I respected that, but not to the point that my children had to suffer. It wasn't long before he was footing bills for the same sister.
What? Even after he got her married?
Her husband was a lazy leech. My husband's business was failing too. He never discussed it. When the money situation got very bad, I spoke up.
And then he stopped supporting your sister-in-law's husband?
No, no one dare tell him what he must do. That was when he gave the first talak. But after some time, he showed some remorse and tried to make things better. That was very short-lived.
That makes me think all of Jay's promises were short-lived too.
Have you tried talking to him about counseling?
I did, but he just dismisses it like that. And then one evening he brings Roy Supersad over to counsel us. How ridiculous is that?
Roy? The shady social worker?
Yes, him. I don't ever want that man, Roy, in my house again. Even if he is prepared to pay millions to come visit.
I agree with you there. Roy is creepy and disgusting. His wife was a personal friend of mine. She had enough sense to leave him before he drove her to the asylum. Today, she lives a much more trouble-free life.
I can imagine. Why is it that so many think the same thing about Roy?
Because there's enough evidence. You must have heard about him in that dingy hotel with two girl escorts. And that hospital groupie paid off to get his brother that position.
Well, I didn't know about all that. I would have said he was just too forward.
Yes, that too. His ex said the same thing to me.
Tans, the hair dye is very dangerous. No, apart from causing the stinging rash. It's got some kind of ingredient in it. I googled it and it's said to be cancer-causing. Why won't he refund? But if I sell this to the people, they will die. Then how will I get repeat sales?
Ria, hi. I thought that was you.
Hi, Romila.
Come into the car. I'll drop you off.
Actually, I don't need a lift. I live in the greenhouse right there. It's just so good to see you.
This house? One on the right. Number 37.
Yes, that one. I came to the shop to get a few things for cooking.
I just got my car back from the mechanic today. In fact, I got it just hours ago. I feel like I got breathing space. So this is your cousin's place?
No. This is my husband's place. I came back, you see.
What? After all that he has done? Ria, why?
I always knew I had to come back eventually. Besides, my father said I shouldn't make him look like a fool. My family has no history of divorce.
Is your father blind? Has he seen what that man has done to you? Let me look at you. That mismatched foundation on your jaw isn't fooling anyone. I can just see the bruise.
I have to go.
Wait. What he is doing to you is not right. You deserve to be treated with respect. No excuses.
Romila, every time my husband hits me, my father asks me what I did to set my husband off. I also think this is not fair. I did try to leave, but my father keeps bringing me back here.
Then what proof does your father need to see that your husband is such a jerk?
I just don't know.
Then you must take a different kind of action. Go to the police. Like I said, I can take you there right now.
No. Please don't push me to go there. I can't report my husband.
The man banged your hand in a doorway. You're walking around with your arm like that as if you are lame.
I told my father that I fell in the yard.
You said what?
I just couldn't tell him the truth. It would have put my father in his grave.
Which means you're covering up for your husband. I don't understand.
My father has a weak heart. I don't want to do anything that is going to stress him. He believes he's got a good son-in-law. Let him just have that peace of mind.
Do you really think he has peace of mind when you go there with bruises? Let me help you. I can take you to the police right now and we can charge this man. You mustn't feel guilty.
I know you want to help me, but I believe I shouldn't leave him. He is my husband after all. I'm joined to him for life. I'll see you around.
Ria, wait. We can talk about this. Hello? Yes, that's me. I called about the wood borer problem. You were recommended by Zureida Ahmed. Okay, how soon can you come see the problem? Oh, good. You're coming to the office shortly? I'll direct you to my house. Great. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to A Woman's Own, written by Usana Singh. Join us again tomorrow for the next exciting episode.